Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
SBH Special, bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Jim Alampi, author of Great to Excellent, and the creator of the Execution Maximizer. Give us that website again, Jim.
www.executionmaximizer.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and you'll be glad you did. Jim, we're talking about an innovative culture, and we talked about, you gave us some great ideas in the previous segment on how to get our people into an innovative orbit, but I feel like there's probably something else that needs to be done. And I'd like to ask you about how do you motivate them to keep that going? Is compensation the way? Is it recognition? Is it threats? How much of a stick and how much of a honey do you use?
You know, all those things have a role, but none of those are probably the most important. What I think of in terms of starting people down the innovation path is strategic thinking on a regular basis, getting a leadership team together and talking about scenarios that could affect the company. Now, what's the worst case scenario that could happen to our company? And if we woke up one morning and one of our competitors had done that, what would we do in reaction? And maybe we ought to go do that first. So taking a team and getting them to really start doing scenario planning on maybe every 90 days you spend a day together just talking about those kind of upsides and downsides. And more importantly, what would you do if those things occurred? That starts to get people thinking, a little bit more out of the box and more innovatively as a leadership team. And that's the real power, as you said at the beginning.
Well, I use the term use a stick on them, but I obviously people know me enough to know that I'm not talking about literally or even threatening them. However, it is appropriate, I think, to say, okay, guys, do you like your job? I like my job. Do you guys like working here? I like working here. I like working with you. How would we like to keep these jobs? And so if you'd like this and I like it, here's something we have to do, and it's non-negotiable. I'm not going to get compensated for it. You're not going to get compensated for it. But if we don't innovate, in addition to doing our job, somebody else will have our job. What do you think about that?
I totally agree. And many companies don't exist any longer because they never did understand that. And it's it's a matter of degree.
You mean like Sears and Xerox and companies like that.
The guy that made buggy whips has been long gone, right? It's funny. People talk about product innovation a lot, and product innovation is pretty important. It's not the only kind of innovation, though, that companies need to think about. But when you hear companies talk about product innovation, one of my questions always is, well, do you do research and development? Well, yeah, we do. We're all about that. Well, how many products are you willing to have fail to have one success? And you see this sort of deer in the headlights look because most companies want to minimize the failures, but in a true R&D environment, maybe you get one win for every 10 tries.
Right, right.
Most companies do product development, not research and development. Mm-hmm. Product development says I take an existing product and we'll improve it a little bit or enhance it or do something. That's not real innovation. It's the first degree of innovation. But boy, there's a lot beyond that could really pay off.
Another reason it seems to me, Jim, why you need to have a culture of innovation is because, as you and I know, I call it the great compression effect. Every model that we create, every new thing we create, has a much shorter lifespan than it used to have. So the genius that you are today is passé in 6 months, right? So, and so number one, you always got to innovate. Number two, you can't fall in love with what your innovations are, can you?
No, absolutely right. And what was highly innovative today, as you said, is mundane and surpassed very quickly by people in the world. I mean, the pace of innovation is just going faster. As you said a minute ago, gigahertz speed. it's a whole different ball game today. And if we're not innovating, you know, somebody's going by me.
Well, that's right. And I want to come back to, before we wrap up today, I want to come back to what you said earlier about what, how you talk to your people. If you are not prepared to say, what did we learn, instead of what's wrong with you or why would you do that or you're fired, if you can't say, what did we learn, you're probably not going to make it as an innovative owner, are you?
No, that's right. And you know, when people have tried things that are innovative and fail, I mean, many companies that are public hangings or, you know, that person's held up and goes into the penalty box.
Right.
In great companies, when there's a failure, you know, let's celebrate. I mean, we tried something different, and even if it didn't work, it right. wasn't fatal to the company.
And we're talking about things that where people took initiative and it didn't work. We're not talking about bonehead stuff.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, boneheads get shot, but at least the second time. But when you're trying something and you fall short when you're in, when you're taking initiative, that's different. Hey, Jim, I need the website again, please.
www.executionmaximizer.com.
And that's where you can find his stuff there, folks, the Execution Maximizer itself, right there on that website. And the book, Great to Excellent. Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back?
Anytime, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Alampi.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
So ferry, cross the Mersey.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.